For MSONewsSports.com, I'm Tim Kearns, and this is Panther Preview with Beverly football head coach Dan Bauer, brought to you by the Goya Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly, for the best cold cuts and deli platters in town. It's the Gloria Food Store. Dan, coming off a really tough loss to Marblehead a week ago, what lessons do you take out of that as a coaching staff, and what do you pass on to the kids to keep them refocused on the next big opponent next week, which is Danvers?
Well, you know, as we said, you basically get a day to get it out of your system. You know, you're going to be upset and miserable for the time after the game, but you got to turn it around quick because you got to play in the next week. And that's the good thing about football, is you get a chance to redeem yourself the following week. And you can't let a team beat you twice. You know, you can't. The mistakes that we made and things like that, you can't dwell on them. You just got to work to correct them and work to get better and put the game behind you, because it's easy to dwell on it because people want to talk about it, they want to prolong it, and every time you talk about it, it's kind of reactivating those bad memories. But as a group, you got to forget about it because it's done and it's over. There's nothing you can do about it, and we still have a chance to have a really good season, and that's the thing you got to keep focusing. You know, for the seniors, it's always tough because they have high goals, but it doesn't mean that we just tweak our goals a little bit and still have a great season. That's still very possible, and particularly with this new playoff system, you know, anything can happen. So I think the biggest thing taken away for the kids is bouncing back and not letting yourself be too low where it gets in the way of, you know, being competitive in the next game.
You know, and it's certainly critical getting refocused with the opponent that's coming up, Danvers, a program that's been on the rise the last couple of years, playing some really good football. Big win against Lynn English last week. And, you know, they read the newspaper accounts. They see what happened. They saw you guys trip up. And that, to them, you have to figure it's going to be an extra motivation to think if they can put the pressure on you guys, they may be able to walk away with a win as well.
Well, absolutely. They're playing with a lot of confidence. They've done a great job so far. They play really good defense. Special teams is solid. Offensively, they have weapons. So, you know, and they play with the real attitude. You know, they're a team that certainly is playing with confidence. They've had success, and you can tell that they've been physical out there. So it's going to be a real match for us.
You know, certainly they haven't been afraid to play the tough game. They can grind it out. They can throw the ball. So they present a dual threat. They're not just a one-dimensional team.
No, not at all. In fact, they use two quarterbacks, and both are excellent. They both have their own skill set. And formationally, they do a lot of different things, so they keep you on your heels with that. And, you know, and then they'll line up in a real tight formation with their big guys and come right at you. So, you know, they force you to make sure that you're on your toes defensively and make sure you have everything covered. And then defensively, they got some big guys inside, and they try to make it real tough on you to run the ball.
Question outside of the Northeast Conference. Patriots go 16-0. The Vengeance Tour is wrecking havoc.
Yeah, well, they're playing really good football, and they're all focused. And Tom Brady, you know, arguably the best quarterback in the NFL in history, and you would say the same about his coach. And, you know, in that league, you look at the teams that do well, they have the great quarterbacks, but they seem to be playing with a chip on their shoulder and playing with confidence, and they should. It'll be interesting to see what happens this week against the Colts. My brother lives out in Indianapolis, so I haven't gotten the call yet for a bet, so I don't think he's as confident as he should be.
I don't think anybody outside of Indianapolis is confident about them having a chance at a game. I have to cite Dan Shaughnessy. He had one of the best lines I've ever read in the sports column last Saturday. He said, Tom Brady is on a Wyatt Earp vengeance tour, and hell is coming with him. I think that just speaks volumes to the way that Brady has been so focused this year and what his internal intentions are. He's not telling anybody, but you know by looking at him, he's focused on what he has to do.
Absolutely, and you know, people talk about his legacy, and he's had such success, and he already has a legacy, but he's going to leave no doubt what that legacy is going to be.
Great. Dan, I want to wish you the best of luck this weekend against a very tough opponent on another neutral field playing over at Bishop Fenwick.
Yeah, it should be nice. It's a nice atmosphere. It's a nice field, and there'll be a big crowd there because, you know, Danvers brings a big crowd. We'll have a big crowd, and, you know, it should be a lot of fun.
Great. All right, Dan, thanks again.
You're welcome, Tim. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. That's been Dan Bauer, the head varsity football coach here at Beverly High School with Panther Preview. For MSONewsSports.com, I'm Tim Kearns.